local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome to Wednesday. It is Pensacola Right Now, hour number two with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Appreciate you tuning in each and every day. Your interaction appreciated and welcomed as well. Text line is 850-437-1620. And the traffic line, if you see anything out there, let us know, 850-2626-111. As we give you a full rundown here of everything happening in your world for the next 48 minutes, we'll start with today's top three stories. A federal appeals court is hearing arguments today about the controversial Texas immigration law, which has been in and then out, then in and out and in again, and now it's out again. Late last night, a three-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law titled SB 4 in effect.
Texas has a right to defend ourselves, and we will use that authority to declare an invasion and fight back against that invasion.
Governor Greg Abbott there. SB 4 would allow local police to arrest anybody they suspect of crossing the border illegally. House Republicans pressing on with their impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
He goes to dinners with foreign oligarchs and a Ukrainian executive paying his son millions of dollars. He gets paid with money from Chinese businessmen who he has meetings with and tells other business associates he'll see what he can do to help their situations.
Kentucky's James Comer there. Democrats, though, push back saying that nearly 20 fact witnesses in the probe have yet to identify a single act of wrongdoing by the president. And our third top story involving local headlines, political storm clouds appear to be forming once again over the city of Milton. In a 9-page memo to city council members, city attorney Alex Andrade says that he doesn't believe Mayor Heather Lindsay is competent to continue serving as the city's mayor. He opens his memo by saying that several members of council have asked what recourse is available to address the mayor's harmful, erratic, and aggressive conduct. He points to Lindsay's recent bar complaint against him, in which he alleges that Lindsay committed perjury by making several false statements. He also alleges that Lindsay has a history of mishandling employee concerns. Andrade is recommending that he be authorized to request a review by a state agency and submitting questions to the Florida Attorney General and Commission on Ethics. The council meets tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock for a work session, so it'll be interesting to see if that gets brought up. Those are today's top three stories. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, multiple spots of note at this time. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest or southbound between I-10 and 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups going both ways there. Same could be said for North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards Olive or southbound towards Olive, that intersection having some backups. Pensacola Boulevard traveling towards Detroit Boulevard is going to have you backed up a bit if you're traveling northbound, that is. If you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups there as well. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. We've still got some evening traffic causing some hiccups there. Did have a couple of accident reports. One was near, It was near the intersection of Mobile Highway and Fairfield Drive. Still causing some backups at that immediate intersection. Not much beyond that, though. And we recently had an accident report on I-10 East if you're traveling over Escambia Bay heading towards Avalon Boulevard. There is some congestion that's going to have it's going to hold you up for a minute there. It doesn't appear to be exactly where the accident was reported, but it is starting to back up that way nonetheless. Lastly, Gulf Breeze Parkway heading eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy and low temperatures down in the 40s. Sun and clouds for Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. All dry Thursday, but Friday, there's a good chance for rain to be moving through the area. Jumping ahead to the weekend, though, it looks nice and dry both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 516, taking a look at more local headlines. Today, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh holding his monthly Coffee with the Commissioner discussion and started with Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore, who confirmed that this season they will have lifeguards staffed out at Perdido Key.
It's going to be a hybrid system because we are so spread out with beach accesses out there at Perdido Key, you know, 1 through 4. We're looking at putting a hardened structure that the board let us buy with lost funds, might I say. It was lifeguard towers with lost funds. So we're going to put a lifeguard tower, looks like probably beach access 2.
Yeah, so that's certainly welcome news after what was a deadly beach season a year ago out at Perdido Key and all along the Gulf Coast, really. Following the news last week that the city of Mobile plans to build a new $300 million civic center, Escambia County leaders say that they've been having discussions of their own over the future of the Pensacola Bay Center.
We've had a couple of meetings reviewing some of the options that we have available to us. There's like 3 or 4 options. We're looking at something maybe in the middle that would increase revenue, increase seating capacity.
And County Administrator Wes Moreno says the middle option isn't the Lamborghini plan, but it's not the Yugo plan either. Moreno says it could be funded with tourist development tax dollars and help keep Pensacola competitive. The leader of the Santa Rosa County Teachers Union is now making a run to become the next superintendent of the district.
The district had a huge increase in discretionary funding this year, almost a 6% increase in discretionary funding. And we thought that increase in discretionary funding warranted more than a 2.07% salary increase from discretionary funds.
That was David Godwin announcing the contract agreement following 10 months of negotiations last week. In addition to serving as president of the union, he's also a longtime math teacher at Pace High School. Also in our local headlines, coming up here, if you're looking for something to do, have some fun, some free fun with the family, might we suggest heading out to Tate High School at 6 o'clock? Teams from dozens of police canine units throughout our area and the state of Florida are competing in the U.S. Police Canine Association trials this week, and the sheriff's office is hosting a public demonstration tonight.
And by public demonstration, I mean anyone can come. It's at Tate High School, 6 o'clock on the 20th. And, you know, we have teams, probably dozens of canine teams from. I know that we were there on, I guess, Sunday night in Lakeland, has a couple teams there. A lot throughout the state of Florida, we have teams. Throughout the area, we have a number of canine teams.
Yeah, and Sheriff Chip Simmons says it's fun for anybody who's a fan of law enforcement or well-behaved dogs that would enjoy that. So if you're looking for something to do, there you go. We'll take a break there. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a chance to talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson about his favoring of an additional half penny local option sales tax and why he opposes a reduction in the millage rate. Also talked about the future of real estate transaction fees after this settlement slash decision relating to the 6% seller and buyer agent commission. And an allegation by Santa Rosa County Commissioner Kerry Smith that he was being eavesdropped upon by a fellow commissioner. Very interesting stuff. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin with you here. Programming note, coming up at 5:35, we are going to check in with UWF head football coach Caleb Nobles. Yesterday was Pro Day. Scouts and representatives from 18 NFL teams were on the campus of UWF for Pro Day, so that's awesome. And then next week is the spring game. Free to attend, 6 o'clock. Or no, that's tomorrow. My mistake. Tomorrow is the spring game. So busy week for the football program over at UWF, and we'll get Coach Nobles to talk about it. He's scheduled to give us a call at 5:35. State and national news right after traffic and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, multiple spots to note on the roads currently. Whether you be traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got heavy backups going both ways there. If you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups in that area. Northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Detroit Boulevard, still looking backed up at this time. Northbound on North Davis Highway. Yes, the Norths keep coming. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis towards Olive Road, you're going to have some backups in that area. Westbound on Burgess Road towards Palafox Street is going to cause you some backups as well. Westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, and northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards US Highway 98, you're going to have some pretty decent backups both in both of those areas as well. I-10, if you're traveling eastbound over Escambia Bay, trying to get over and head towards Avalon Boulevard, we had an accident report over the bridge earlier, but it didn't appear that there was any congestion caused in that immediate area. However, we do have some backups. If you're traveling eastbound, going over the bay, you're going to be backed up a good ways past Scenic Highway, so be on the lookout for that. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still very minor congestion. It does appear to be breaking up, though. Same can be said on the westbound traffic, traveling on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach. Lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to head into downtown Milton, you're still going to have some slight issues there.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy and low temperatures down in the 40s. Sun and clouds for Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. All dry Thursday, but Friday, there's a good chance for rain to be moving through the area. Jumping ahead to the weekend, though, it looks nice and dry both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 526 at News Radio 92.3. Around the state of Florida today, efforts to get U.S. citizens out of Haiti are continuing. Two rescue flights from Haiti were supposed to leave yesterday, but plans fell through. A Department of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says the situation on the ground is extremely volatile. He says, though, people were planning to work overnight to make sure today's flights could get off the ground.
And Governor Ron DeSantis has signed new legislation to tackle homelessness. The law bans anyone from setting up camp or sleeping on public property in the state.
We've just got to get it out of our system in our country that somehow anyone has a right to just camp out on the sidewalk and inconvenience other people. That's not what those sidewalks are meant for. We want to make sure that we put public safety above all else, and I think this bill does that.
The new law goes into effect on October 1st, and it requires local governments to provide shelters and campsite options for the homeless, including security, sanitation, and behavioral health services. Opponents of the law say that the measure doesn't fix the problem. It just shifts the homeless to a new location.
Those were the two big Florida updates there. International headlines starting in Idaho. A manhunt is continuing after three officers were shot during an inmate escape this morning. The Department of Corrections officers were ambushed while transporting inmate Skylar Mead out of a Boise hospital. As Mead was being put back into a van, a suspect opened fire, hitting two of the officers, and then during the chaos, another officer was shot as a result of friendly fire. All of the officers are now recovering.
And Donald Trump will be able to appeal the decision to allow Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to stay on his Georgia election interference case. Today, a judge granted a request from defense attorneys to ask the state's appellate court for a review of the decision. Last week, a judge ruled that Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was removed.
The Cajun Navy is joining the search for missing Missouri college student Riley Strain. The nonprofit was formed in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina to provide search and rescue resources. And a third ex-officer who tortured two black men in Mississippi has been sentenced. Daniel Opdyke will spend more than 17 years behind bars after pleading guilty. The group of six white Mississippi officers illegally entered the men's home and attacked and tried to sexually assault them for nearly 2 hours while subjecting them to racial hatred. Around the sports landscape tonight, just a quick update here. So the Dodgers beat the Padres 5-2 in the season opener for both teams. That happening in Seoul, Korea this morning. They'll play one more there before returning back to the States. College basketball, the second two games of the first four is just about to tip off. Grambling State and Montana State will be the first game. That's a pair of 16 seeds followed by 10 seeds, Colorado and Boise State. And just like last night, those games are on True TV. ESPN doubleheader has the Bucks and Celtics at 6:30, Grizzlies Warriors at 9. Also, the NFL's competition committee is proposing the revamped kickoff that resembles the XFL one that we've talked about in the past. If 24 of 32 owners approve, it would be enforced for 1 year only, just to see how it is. But I think NFL fans will like that. I really do.
I agree.
All right, 5:30, we'll get our Fox News update here. When we return, scheduled to talk with UWF head coach Caleb Nobles. Pro day yesterday and the spring game tomorrow.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden continuing his campaign swing with a speech in battleground state Arizona today, making some bold claims about his opponent, former President Donald Trump.
My predecessor can let the future be built in China and other countries, not America, because it may be cheaper for those investing. Folks, I promise to be the president of all Americans, whether you voted for me or didn't vote for me.
The president speaking in Phoenix, also announcing an $8.5 billion grant from the Chips and Science Act for a semiconductor company, Intel. His next campaign stop coming up is Texas. Former President Donald Trump has to pay over $450 million bond in part of his New York civil fraud verdict. The former president's attorney, Alina Haba, says
his appeal is manifest injustice, and it deprives him of that due process that we are all entitled to.
Trump's having a tough time securing that bond. The former president's lawyer is asking the court to let him post a smaller part of the total while he appeals the ruling. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. More complaints about Apple's App Store policies. Microsoft, Meta Platforms, X, and Match Group have filed a legal petition protesting the iPhone maker's policies, objecting to how Apple has complied with a federal court ruling that ordered the tech giant to allow alternative payment methods. The companies are protesting Apple's plan to charge a commission for payments made outside its App Store. Reporting after today's market close, Micron Technology topped expectations in posting its fiscal second quarter results. The chipmaker also put out optimistic guidance. Analysts say Micron is benefiting greatly from opportunities related to artificial intelligence. Micron shares are soaring 15% in late trading. Stocks rallied in today's regular session, lifted by word the Fed.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. When Virginia has a 1 seed loss to 16 seed UMBC, the following season, Tony Bennett's squad won it all. Purdue lost to 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson last March. Now Matt Painter and Zach Edey are back in the big dance as a 1 seed. However, I don't think the Boilermakers are going to win it all like Virginia did, as I have Purdue going home in the Sweet 16 against Gonzaga. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards or non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:35 here, or rather just past 5:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Started with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound, trying to get onto I-10, we've got some heavy backups there. Got some on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and a little bit more on Pensacola if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is going to give you some problems. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 also got some trouble there. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy and low temperatures down in the 40s. Sun and clouds for Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. All dry Thursday, but Friday there's a good chance for rain to be moving through the area. Jumping ahead to the weekend, though, it looks nice and dry both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Busy week for the UWF football program. Pro day yesterday, and then the spring game is tomorrow. It's at 6 o'clock and free admission to attend. And joining us now in the middle of that busy week is the head coach of your UWF Argos, Caleb Nobles. Coach, we appreciate the time this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. Always good to get on and talk about UWF athletics and UWF football.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, before we get into this week, I wanted to just kind of get a sense, as you're in the midst of spring ball and as you, took time to reflect on year one. You know, the players get graded, and I would imagine that's a little bit of reflection for yourself as well. I'm curious, in year one of the program at the helm there, did you learn anything about yourself, or just how do you think the things went overall, and what you are bringing from year one now into year two personally?
Yeah, I mean, personally for me, it's just, you know, there's never can't overlook anything, right? You got to make sure you're always things you already knew, but we really focus in on culture and just make sure we're sustaining excellence everything we do. And our guys had a good year, right? They know it's a good year, but good years aren't what we're looking for at UWF. We're trying to win championships and, build champions for life and everything we do. And so we know there's a lot of things we got to get better at. I got a few more gray hairs than I did going into last year already. First year head coaching, a lot more things than you think you got to handle every day. So it's a lot more than just showing up on game day and playing football. So I love our team. I love everybody on our staff, a part of our program. And we had a good team building and getting ready for 2024.
Yeah, and Coach, as you now transition, and obviously spring's a time where you get some new guys in there, but you know maybe not the full complement of the recruiting class, or just a lot of transition, a lot of players in, a lot of players out. We see that now at the Division I level with the transfer portal and just all that entails. Is that kind of speaks to some of those gray hairs that you talk about that maybe you haven't had to pay as close attention to in the past?
Well, I mean, I've always kind of, we've kind of paid attention to the transfer portal since 2018 and when it first got put into play. And, you know, so there's always things you got to do. There's, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you got to handle with that. I mean, transfer portal is a bad thing and a good thing. I mean, it's allowed us to sign some really good high school players. We've signed 42 high school kids in the last 2 years. And some are as talented of players we've ever added to the program. And so, you know, there's good and bad. You know, obviously, we don't want to lose many guys. We've only had 3 people hit the transfer portal since our off our 2023 roster. So roster retention is obviously a big deal. And so really just, you know, making sure that guys want to stay in the program and we treat them the right way. And we feel like we've done that, you know, here at UWS since we started playing football.
So as we talk about the spring practices, talk about just how valuable that is and getting the opportunity to go live. I would imagine that, you know, kind of like some other programs where it's not the full spring game, maybe like it was when you know, where I think we're around the same age where we grew up, but maybe more of that scrimmage and just wanting to see different situations. So just talk about the spring and what you've liked from the team so far and how that plays into tomorrow and what you hope to see tomorrow.
Yeah, really, we've added about 15 guys that semester. Really put a huge emphasis on O-line and D-line. We added 4 on each side of the ball, you know, and a lot of guys that were added are some of our local guys. Some of them are guys from all over the place, and we wanted to put an emphasis on both lines of scrimmage and get better, and we've created some really, really good competition on both sides of the ball. I've been pleased with how both of our lines of scrimmage have played, and really as you go in spring ball, if you're one-sided the whole spring, yeah, that side feels good, but as a head coach, doesn't make you feel great. And we've had some really, really good back-and-forth competition overall. We've had about 3 scrimmages, some during the week, some during the weekend, and our guys have rose to the occasion and played well on both sides of the ball. And special teams have been really good. Our special teams coordinator, Coach Rims, has done a phenomenal job teaching our guys schemes this spring. And so we've had some really guys that have grown up and some young guys that we're excited about that are going to be a big impact for us in 2024.
Talking with Coach Caleb Nobles, UWF Argos head football coach, as he prepares for the spring game tomorrow. Coach, I saw in the P&J actually today, our friend Ben did a feature on your relationship with your new offensive coordinator, Alvin Robinson. So now that he's in the fold and kind of painting the picture that, hey, you guys are on the same wavelength, and talk about that relationship and what you hope that means for the offense in 2024-25.
Yeah, well, Coach Alvin and I, we go back to 2019. He got hired here right before fall camp started, and, you know, really hit the ground running. Him and I speak a lot of the same languages as far as pass game concepts, things like that. And, you know, he does coach wide receivers, but he's very knowledgeable in the run game. Him and I lean on each other for a lot of good information. He is a very, very smart coach, and he really relates to the guys very well, and he played at the highest level, and so they respect him. They know he's, you know, he's been in their shoes, and he's phenomenal in-game adjustment guy, phenomenal in-game communicator. He makes us better every day, and so him and I we've stayed close ever since the first day I met him and talked to him on the phone, and he's been somebody I've leaned on and talked to even when we were not coaching together. So I'm excited to have him on staff, and he's making us better every day, and our wide receiver room is looking really good with him in it.
And Coach Nobles, the other big piece to this week was yesterday you hosted 18 NFL teams, representatives, and scouts for Pro Day. Talk about just what that means for the program, the exposure that the players that get to participate in. But I would also imagine, you know, look, it's got to be a recruiting tool for, you know, players that aren't quite at that place yet. But it's like, look, you can come to UWF. You can get noticed by the NFL and have that opportunity.
No, you definitely can. I mean, and we have, you know, we got three guys that are on NFL rosters right now that all played through training camp. David Durbin was on with the Cowboys, Anthony Bell was with the Browns, and then Matt Gotell was with the Seahawks for a while. And so it's, you know, we're not speaking a dream anymore. We're speaking reality. And so being able to have our guys show up and see that we got 18 scouts that are there to watch our pro day, and our 18 teams, 21 scouts, and a lot of guys did really, really well and made them an opportunity to get a chance to play at the next level. And it's a great – yeah, it's great recruiting. But it's also cool for our current players to see that, you know, hey, this is not just a dream anymore. We can actually make it to the NFL, no matter what the level is. They're going to find you if you can play at a high level.
Talking with Coach Nobles, UWF Argo. Spring game is tomorrow, Penn Air Field, 6 o'clock. Free admission there. Coach, I'll get you out of this. Get you out of here on this. So I am a diehard Chicago Bear fan. I know that the Bears had somebody there yesterday. Were you able to get any sort of information for me about what their plans are at the quarterback spot? Are we going Caleb Williams? Were you able to get anything that you can share?
Yeah, I actually did get some good information. One of them asked me if I had any eligibility left and if I wanted to go pro, and I told them they were talking to the wrong Caleb. They're looking for Caleb Williams, not Caleb Mobles, to get drafted first overall. So no indication on anything draft-wise, but I'm sure with them trading away Justin Fields, that kind of signals that they're going to draft the quarterback first overall. I've watched a lot of Caleb Williams film and tape, and he's really, really good, and he's going to make any NFL team happy, whoever drafts him.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck here as you close out the spring, and we'll definitely catch in with you as we get closer to the fall, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate everything, and appreciate you guys having me on. Go Argos.
Absolutely. Coach Caleb Nobles, UWF Argos, their spring game is coming up tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock. Weather, I think, is going to be great for that, as we're going to have, partly sunny, 72 tomorrow. Maybe a 40% chance of a shower or two Thursday night, but overall can't complain if you're wanting to head out to the spring game there. 57 for the overnight low tomorrow night. Right now, 66, 48 degrees overnight low tonight with partly cloudy skies. Austin, how are the roads right now?
Well, let's see. Pine Forest Road still going to give you some problems if you're traveling north or southbound. That's between I-10 and 9 Mile Road. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. That's going to give you some issues as well. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive still looking slightly backed up. Outside of that, your only problems are going to be if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, and maybe a little bit if you're traveling westbound on the Var Parkway towards Highway 87.
All right. I like that quote. I like that phrase he used. We're not selling dreams. We're selling reality, right? Is that something like that? I really like that. But, yeah, good, awesome to
it's
see.
It's deep.
Yeah, it is. It was very profound when he said that because, you know, you talk about dreams, but you have a place right down the road that is able to turn those dreams into realities. And that's, of course, true not only in academics but athletics as well.
For
so
sure.
That is awesome. And UWF has such a bright future when it comes to the football program with Coach Nobles there. 5:48 here at News Radio. A couple of the more noteworthy health, business, and science notes in the rounds today. The Federal Reserve today says that interest rates are not going to be changed. Also, let's see, abortions are up in the U.S. despite recent bans in more than a dozen states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. That coming from a pro-abortion rights group that found that there were more than a million abortions nationwide in 2023, 10% jump since 2020, highest number in a decade as well. And intermittent fasting is a popular weight loss technique, but it could be a health risk, according to the American Heart Association. They announced a study that showed adults on an 8-hour restricted eating schedule had a 91% higher chance of cardiovascular disease than those who ate normally. Intermittent fasting did not, however, increase the risk of death from any cause. 5:50, we'll take a quick break there. Back with some pop culture notes, including the best story of the day involving our beloved Blue Angels. Stick around for that.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Here at News Radio 92.3, Spring Break Dance Club music.
Yeah,
got that going here a little early, but
got me hyped. I was breaking it down in here.
First we got Coach Noble's spitting truth, and then now we got that. So a very eventful last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
here.
A very turbulent past few minutes for sure.
All right, a couple of pop culture notes here as we wind down hour number two. So I teased this here before the commercial break that the best news of the day, in my estimation, is this from our beloved Blue Angels.
First time you take off, you got to push the I Believe button.
I fell in love with aviation at 4 years old. My dad took me to an air show, and I got to watch the Blue Angels fly for the very first time. This year, we're bringing 5 new people into this team.
Something I never thought was actually going to happen.
It's one in a million.
We only have 3 months to get to a point where we can take it on the road.
It can be frustrating at times. The challenge is to get the newbies up to speed.
Yeah, that from the trailer that was released today, and the Blues announced that the Blue Angels will fly onto the big screen exclusively in IMAX theaters starting May 17th, and then it'll release on Amazon Prime on May 23rd. The behind-the-scenes look at the team is being produced by J.J. Abrams and Top Gun Maverick star Glenn Powell. Very exciting about that. I have multiple times today checked the AMC app to see if tickets were being sold yet for the IMAX. Of course, there's also the IMAX on base too, I would imagine. Yeah. I should send off an email to NAS Pensacola just to see what plans they have as far as IMAX showings there, because that is freaking awesome, and I am looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, they should go all out for sure. And the Boss is back after a 6-month delay. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band hit the stage last night in Phoenix, Arizona. The band's world tour was cut short over doctor's orders as Springsteen was treated for peptic ulcer disease. The 74-year-old New Jersey native performed 29 songs in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
No grand prize winner in last night's Mega Millions drawing, so the jackpot's now closer to $1 billion. It'll be worth at least $977 million with the cash option on that working out to $461 million. Meanwhile, the big Powerball drawing is also soaring with $687 million up for grabs. So there you go.
And 5:55 on the dot, so we'll be able to get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. It's getting to that point where you're kind of seeing the traffic start to die down a bit. We still have some problems if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road. And Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some serious backups there still. But outside of that, there's only a little bit of congestion left on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. So hopefully that should break down soon, and then the rest is not going to hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Here's Alan with the weather forecast.
Cool weather again for the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly down in the 40s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, and we'll see a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. A little warmer Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. Dry Thursday, but there's a high rain chance on Friday. The weekend will be dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good, Alan. Thank you. Quick recap of today's top three stories. A federal appeals court is hearing arguments today about the controversial Texas immigration law that the Supreme Court allowed to move forward, or at least, I should say, be in effect. But now lower courts are sending it back and forth. And right now it's outlawed, but again, this is going to continue working its way through lower courts, appeals, and everything. My estimation is that it will inevitably wind up right back at the U.S. Supreme Court, where they will make a final determination. House Republicans pressing on with their impeachment inquiry into President Biden today. Accusations that the president's using his political influence to make his family rich, though Democrats say that nearly 20 fact witnesses in the probe have yet to identify a single act of wrongdoing. And in Milton, political storm clouds appear to be forming once again. Today, a 9-page memo to city council members was sent out by City Attorney Alex Andrade, who says he doesn't believe Mayor Heather Lindsay is competent to continue serving as the city's mayor. He says in opening his memo that several members of council have asked what recourse would be available to address what they say is the mayor's, quote, harmful, erratic, and aggressive conduct. Andrade's recommendation is that he be authorized to request a review by a state agency, as well as submitting questions to the Florida Attorney General and Commission on Ethics. There is a work session that the council will have tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, so we'll see if this comes up then. A couple of wacky stories in the news. A Texas man who married at least 10 women is going to prison now. Orlando Coleman pleaded guilty to bigamy. The 51-year-old was pretending to be a bishop who traveled to churches around the country. After the marriage, he would take advantage of the woman for financial gain. His scam came to an end when he tied the knot to the wrong Houstonian, who found checks from other women and did her own investigation and foiled the plot.
Well, good for her. And a bartender in Florida is making a very good living, slapping spring breakers in the face. If you've never heard of a hurricane shot, that's essentially what it is. Most of her customers are men. No one's surprised here. But she'll slap women, too. For $30, you take a shot, have a pitcher of water thrown in your face, and get slapped in the face hard. Okay. She's been selling up to $6,000 worth of shots. Not a day, not a week, a night.
Austin, for your birthday, let me get a shot for you. I'll pay for it.
No, I'm not taking a slap to the face. No way. And it's what, for $30? No, yeah. Thanks.
Well, I mean, I'll pay for it.
Well, still, I don't want you losing $30.
I appreciate your thoughtfulness for my financial well-being. Good news. Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon's Jeff Bezos, she's pledging to give away a lot of money again. She just announced she's giving away $640 million split among 361 small nonprofits. Last year, she gave away more than $2 billion and nearly $4 billion in 2022. Of course, she's still worth over $36 billion, so it's not like she's clipping coupons, but you do have to appreciate all the money is being donated now to help these nonprofits immediately rather than just promising to leave it to charity someday. So kudos to her for that. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now, back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown on hour number 3 of Pensacola Right Now.